I wanted to take these prayers on Monday, Tuesdays, Friday, Saturday seriously. And because God is answering our prayers, and at the end of this year, we'll see the difference. God gave us a word last year, you know, and God kept to his word. The same God gave us a word 2021, blessed more than enough. I see favor everywhere. I see favor everywhere. You know, no matter the conditions in the world, child of God, tonight we're going to share some important things in Genesis chapter 9. But before that, please, just bring your family in prayers. Just cover your family, connect your family, your household, and your family in different states, different nations. Connect them tonight with this grace of tonight, that God will visit them even while you stand in the gap on their behalf. Raise up, let's begin to pray. Father, we come in the name of Jesus Christ. For as many who are following us now in Facebook, on the website, and in different social media platforms, as you connect our families to the grace of this night, for those who are praying in Africa now, I know it's midnight there, let the faith you have provoke heaven to answer you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the same God, the same God that is here in Maryland, is everywhere in the world. Father, welcome your presence. I welcome your power tonight. I welcome your grace tonight. I welcome your move tonight. Holy Spirit, visit everybody. Strengthen the faith. Build the faith of men and women to connect with the blessing tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, Lord. Just welcome the Holy Spirit. Welcome angels around you. Welcome the grace of God around you. Open the doors of your mind, the doors of your house, and bring in every virtue, every treasure, every goodness, every mercy. Raise our voice, begin to pray. Father, we come in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. We welcome your mercy. We welcome your power. We welcome your goodness. We welcome the blessing of God. We welcome the goodness of God, the favor of God. Let this evening be a time of grace. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, we serve a living God. Just raise our voice and worship him. Father, give you thanks. We come with faith tonight. We declare we're coming to pray in the name of Jesus Christ. We come tonight with faith, with faith in the name of the Lord. As many watching, as many praying together with us in different nations, let the same faith in me be in you. We join our faith together to seek the Lord. And Jesus Christ is faithful. He's able to do much more than we ever imagined. To God be the glory in Jesus' name. Genesis chapter 9, please, from verse 1. What a blessing. God bless us already on the line. God bless you, Mr. Juvenile. Bless you, Miss Miriam. Bless you, Miss Archie Chavez. Bless you, Miss Priscille. I see Pastor Estella and others are signing in. Mr. Rex, you're signing in. And those watching on different social media platforms, God bless all of you. Hallelujah, Lord. Please, Genesis chapter 9. Now, this is very important to consider. Everything in the Bible has significance. Everything has a spiritual meaning behind. In Genesis chapter 9, verse 1, it begins by saying, "And God bless Noah." And God bless Noah. You know, I was thinking today about the story of my life, the story of World Mission, the story. Everybody living on earth, you have a story. And listen carefully, everybody living on earth, every day, you have a story of how you spent yesterday. But today, I wanted to add a new chapter in your story, that the day God blessed me, the month God blessed me, the season God blessed me. You know, Abraham could trace the day it began. Moses could trace the day it began when he saw the fire. Elisha could trace the day he saw the man, he picked the mantle of Elijah. Noah could trace the day that God, everything changed. There must be a story of your life. The stories of your life have different sequences, different events. But today we see here, and God bless. So add your name in the place of Noah. Genesis chapter 9, verse 1. And God bless Just put your name there and proclaim it and declare it. Raise your voice and declare. I speak today, the same God that blessed Noah. I declare for as many at the sound of my voice this January 22nd day, and God bless. I speak in the name of Jesus Christ. I usher you into the blessing dimension. I usher you today into the blessing dimension. Just confess and God bless me. God bless my sons. God bless my daughters. The day I enter into the fullness of the blessing, and God just declare the blessing dimension is beginning. I step into a new zone called the blessing zone. I step into a new zip code called the blessing zip code. I step into a new atmosphere called the blessing atmosphere. Raise your voice, begin to declare. I speak today for as many at the sound of my voice, because of the favor we have provoked in the past 21 days. We speak today, this 22nd day. The blessing must manifest. I usher you into the blessing atmosphere. I usher you into the blessedness dimension. I usher you into a new story, a beginning of the blessing. Let it manifest in your life. This is the week. This is the season. This is the day. The blessing must begin. Let it manifest in your job, in your home. We speak to them the blessedness of God in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah, Lord. The story of your life will be affected by the blessing of the Lord. The story of your life must get a beginning to say, this is when the struggle ceases. I speak to them in the name of Jesus Christ, because of the blessing dimension, the struggle ceases. In the name of Jesus Christ, because of the blessedness of God, the stress ceases. Because of the blessedness of God, the tension in your life ceases. In Jesus' mighty name. Don't forget the day that Mary, the mother of Christ, saw the angel and her story changed. The day that Zacchaeus, you know, the short man climbed on the tree and saw Jesus, his story changed. The day that Zachariah was in the temple and he saw the angel, the story changed. The blessing must get a beginning. It's a day that changed Abraham's life, and that was the blessing. Say the blessing. Say the name of Jesus. I declare today the blessing. Yes, the blessing, the blessing, the blessing. So it says in Genesis chapter 9 verse 1, and God blessed Noah and his sons. What is this blessing? Write some things down. Number one, blessing is empowerment for success. Blessing is empowerment for success. When God says, I bless you, God empowers you for success. It's an empowerment for success. And I speak today, let the same blessing that God blessed Noah, God blessed Abraham, God blessed Sarah, God blessed Moses, God blessed Joseph, God blessed David, and all these men, we put your name in the list of men and women that God blessed. Today we declare empowerment for success. Just say the name of Jesus. I receive the blessing, the empowerment to succeed in 2021. Raise your voice and declare. We speak in the name of Jesus Christ, empowerment for success. Let this be your portion. Let this be sealed in your life. Empowerment for success in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah, Lord. What is the blessing? The blessing is endowment. It's a deposit of grace. Endowment, a deposit of grace that manifests in divine abilities and skills. A deposit of grace, this endowment, this baptism that comes upon you and gives you divine inspiration, divine insight, and gives you new skills and gives you ability. Raise your voice and declare, I speak today, divine endowment, divine baptism, divine enfoldment, or divine unction for divine skills and abilities. Receive the blessing of skills. Receive this impartation that gives you insight, gives you ability, gives you understanding, gives you extra edge in the business place. Receive ability to function. Receive this ability to function. Just say the name of Jesus. I receive empowerment to succeed. In the name of Jesus, I receive endowment. I receive impartation of wisdom, of knowledge, of skills. In the name of Jesus Christ, receive this impartation. Let it make a difference in your life. Hallelujah, Lord. Blessing is, oh my God, is this grace that comes upon your life and distinguishes you from your struggle life. The grace that comes upon your life to distinguish you from any other person. The blessing will make a difference. Just say the name of Jesus. The blessing makes a difference in my children. The blessing makes a difference in well mission. The blessing makes a difference in my household. The blessing makes a difference in your ministry. The blessing makes a difference in your health. The blessing makes a difference in your prayer life. The blessing makes a difference in your life. Hallelujah, Lord. The blessing. Oh, come by it, very interesting. So it says in Genesis chapter 9, verse 1, and God blessed Noah, but not just Noah alone. God did not just bless Noah alone. It says in chapter 9, verse 1, Genesis 9, verse 1, and God blessed Noah and his sons. So today, we're connecting our brothers, we're bringing our sisters, we're bringing our siblings, we're bringing our family to this blessing. Just connect your brothers, connect your sisters, connect your friends to this blessing. Raise your voice and declare, I speak today, the sons of God, the children of well mission, my sons, in the name of Jesus Christ, the blessing of the Lord upon Noah and his sons, the blessing of the Lord upon Abraham and his sons. We speak to them, your descendants must be blessed. Your offspring must be blessed. Your sons and daughters must be blessed. And this blessing, let it manifest in a tangible way that will make a difference in the land. In the name of Jesus Christ, we speak today the blessing of the Lord, not just upon you, but upon your daughters, upon your sons, and your lineage. Let the difference be clear in Jesus' mighty name. We speak the blessing. Just say after me, I speak the blessing. I confess the blessing. I declare the blessing. I proclaim the blessing. Just confess. I speak the blessing. I declare the blessing. I proclaim the blessing. I release the blessing. Yes, Lord. So Genesis chapter 9, verse 1, and God blessed Noah and his sons. So believe that not just you alone being blessed in your family, God is blessing you. And it's blessing your sons, it's blessing your daughters, it's blessing your household. Let this be a blessing. Let's pray today. Let's pray for those of us in the U.S., we have a new government. Let's pray that in this government, because of the favor of the Lord, we are coming out in this nation blessed. That in the next 11 months, we'll see the blessing. Because of blessing, no matter the darkness, the light will shine. We speak today, this very year, favor will cause the blessing to manifest. Raise our voice and pray. I declare today, for as many are the sound of my voice in Africa, in Asia, in Europe, in America, for those watching in Nigeria, for those watching in Cameroon, those in Ghana, in Kenya, in Cape Town, in Gabon, all around the world, we speak today, enter to the blessing dimension. Let the blessing empower you. Let the blessing impact your life. Let the blessing become a covering of grace in the name of Jesus Christ. Not you alone. Your household is blessed in Jesus' mighty name. We speak the blessing. We speak the blessing in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Lord. Genesis 9, verse 1, and God blessed Noah and his sons. Not just you alone being blessed, your sons and daughters are blessed in Jesus' name. And then listen, and God said unto them, now write these three things. The first thing, be fruitful. Second thing, multiply. Third thing, replenish or fill the earth. Now, these are the three manifestations of the first of the blessing. So God blessed them and said, number one, be fruitful. It's simple. It means be productive. Be productive. So it means simple, be productive. You must bear fruit. Let's declare today, Josiah family, because of the blessing, I declare in everything in my life, be productive in Jesus' mighty name. Raise your voice and declare, I speak today to everybody at the sound of my voice. Your life will be productive in a supernatural dimension because of the blessing. I release this word, no dryness, no barrenness, in the name of Jesus Christ. Be productive in your ministry. Be productive. Just declare, just say after me, I am productive in my household. I am productive in my job site. I'm productive in my business. Hey, I speak today. Let the grace dimension cause you to bear fruits. Not just one fruit. To bear multiple fruits. Be productive in Jesus' mighty name. And it says multiply. Now this means, hey, multiply means this productivity is going to double in a rapid way. Not just addition, but multiplying. Multiplying. We're speaking today that because of grace, you are not going just to grow gradually. You are growing in a supernatural speed. We speak today, be blessed, be fruitful, and multiply. It means you're going to see yourself growing, increasing, blossoming. Just say blossom. Let's do something. Just call your name and say blossom. Call your sons and say blossom. Call your daughters and say blossom. You know, just multiply. I like this. Hallelujah, Lord. Raise our voice, begin to pray. We come in the name of Jesus Christ. Be fruitful, be productive, multiply, blossom, expand in the north, in the south, in the east, in the west. Let your business increase. Let your home increase. Let your children increase. We speak this multiplication that God Himself is not by struggling. It's because of the blessing. It's not because you are so intelligent. It's because of the blessing. It's not because you are so distinguished from others. It's because the blessing has made a difference. I speak today, in the next 11 months, let God replenish you. Let God cause you to become fruitful, produce, multiply in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, hallelujah, Lord. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. And then the third thing, God said, replenish the earth. It means occupy, fill the earth, fill everywhere. I mean fill the earth. In the north, God said the earth should be filled with men and women. Now, can you see God saying to Noah, Noah, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth. And God is saying to you today, the same word. You can call, put your name in the place of Noah. God is saying, be fruitful. Multiply, replenish the earth. How? God said it, believe it, and trust Him, and take some steps of faith, and see God doing it. You know, whoever knew that I can sit here for 1 minute, and I see men online, watching in Asia, in Africa, in Europe, in America, all continents watching me right now. God can do it in your life. Just say the name of Jesus, 2021, I speak into my life, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, fill the earth, in the name of Jesus Christ, I speak that out of you will go forth testimonies, out of you seeds will rise up, out of you giants, sons of God, anointed men will rise up, out of you ministries will rise up, out of you the blessing of the Lord will change many around the world in Jesus' mighty name. This concerns you. God is saying to you, don't despise yourself. Yeah, this is for you. Yeah, listen. This is for you. God is saying to you, don't despise yourself. Don't look down on yourself. Don't count yourself out. When God calls you, God had a plan for your life. Don't count yourself out. Don't say, I'm a woman. Don't say I'm too old. Don't say I don't have money. No, no, no. God don't need all those things. God just needs you. And because God is saying to you this January to the end of the year, be fruitful, multiply, and grow and occupy in Jesus' mighty name. You will not end small. Just say after me, say in the name of Jesus. Just confess after me, in the name of Jesus, I will not end small. I am fruitful, I am multiplying, I'm replenishing, we are growing in the name of Jesus Christ. That which God has placed in your hand cannot die, it must only grow and multiply. Let it be done in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah, Lord. Genesis chapter 9, verse 2, please. And the fear of you and the dread of you shall be upon every beast of the earth. Now, listen to that verse again, please. Genesis 9, verse 2. And the fear of you and the dread of you shall be upon every beast of the earth. Noah was to fear nothing. Today, listen, you are the Noah today. Noah was to fear nothing. Everything in the world should fear Noah, should dread Noah. All the snakes, all the wild beasts, when they see Noah, they run away. And today, child of God, you are living in the world, just say the name of Jesus, I fear nothing. I fear nothing. By day and by night, I don't have fear. I declare to child of God, begin to pray, just say the name of Jesus, there is no fear in me except the fear of God. Raise your voice and declare, there is no fear in me except the fear of God. I come in the name of Jesus Christ. You will not dread. You will not fear by day. You will not fear by night. You will not fear images. You will not fear in the night in your dream. There is no fear in you except the fear of God. Receive boldness. No scorpion can pursue you. No snake can pursue you. No evil beast can pursue you. When they see you, they flee away. I like this. When they see you, they flee away. No scorpion can come near your dwelling. No demon can come near your dwelling. When they see you, they flee away. That is a covenant blessing of Noah. And I speak today in your life, by this anointing, no snake, no scorpion, no dragon will come near your dwelling. When they see you, they run away because there's a word of God upon your life. No beast will frighten you. In Jesus' mighty name, you fear nothing except the fear of God. That is Genesis 9, verse 2. And the fear of you shall be, and the fear of you and the dread of you shall be upon every beast of the earth and upon every fowl of the air. And all that moveth upon the earth and upon all the fishes of the sea, into your hand are they delivered. Oh, God said, Noah, everything that flies in the sea, that creepeth, all this creation are delivered into your hand. You have power over. Joseph, I mean, say the name of Jesus. I have authority over the birds of the air, the fish in the sea, and the animals in the earth. I have authority in the name of Jesus Christ, child of God. God gave man authority over everything in the air, in the sea, in the land. You must walk in January to December in your authority. Just say the name of Jesus. Just declare in the name of Jesus. I know my authority. I command in the air, in the sea, in the land. God delivered it in the hand of man. And today we rule, we dominate, we subdue in Jesus' mighty name. Raise our voice and declare, I speak today, the powers in the air, the powers in the sea, the powers in earth will subdue you in the name of Jesus Christ. Every child of God has authority. Every child of God, every spiritual bird that flies by day or by night must bow before you. Every creeping thing that creeps by day or by night will bow before you. Every wild beast in the forest that chases men by day or by night must bow before you. I declare you have the victory, you have authority, dominate in your world in Jesus' name. None of these things will rule over your life. No spirit of the air, no spirit of the sea, no spirit in the night, no darkness in your dream will rule over your life. You subdue these powers in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Lord. Just say the name of Jesus, 2021. I take my authority, I subdue, I rule, I'm a child of God, I know my authority, I subdue every other power in the name of Jesus Christ. To God be the glory. Before we enter that place, verse 4, please. Genesis 9, verse 4. But the flesh with all the life thereof, which is the blood thereof, ye shall not eat. Because you should not eat flesh, animal skin that has not been cooked. You should not eat blood. Okay. In verse 5, and surely your blood of your lives will I require, at the hand of every beast will I require it, and at the hand of every man, at the hand of every man's brother will I require the life of man. Verse 6, whoso sheddeth man's blood, by man his blood shall be shed, for the image of God, for in the image of God made him man. Now let's read verse 7 and 8, and I will end it tonight. In verse 7, and listen now. And you, it's like a second commandment. And you, put your name there. And you, be fruitful and multiply. Bring forth abundantly in the earth and multiply therein. Wow. God set the blessing upon man twice. I was thinking that God, why did God bless man two times? God blessed in verse 1 and verse 2, and then in verse 7 again, God came again to pronounce the blessing. There is always importance in emphasis. So I want us to take note here. God said in verse 7, and you, put your name there, be ye fruitful and multiply, bring forth abundantly in the earth, and multiply therein. Don't lay hand in your body and connect yourself with that verse. That is Genesis 9, verse 7. Lay your hand in your body, connect yourself and your family with that verse. Raise your voice and pray. I declare today, and you be fruitful, and you multiply, and you bring forth abundantly, and you multiply and fill everywhere. Let God raise you up. God multiply you. God increase you. God establish you. God strengthen you. God show his grace and his glory in your life. Let the double blessing manifest in your life as you're ending January to close to February. Let the double blessing manifest in your children, manifest in your household, manifest in your business. In Jesus' mighty name, today I start to provoke in your life the double blessing. I came tonight to provoke in your life the double blessings. That you'll get up in the morning, a blessing will knock at your door in the morning. Receiving Jesus' mighty name, not by struggling, not by stressing, but God is able to give you double blessing for the troubles you have gone through, double blessings, for the pain you have gone through, double blessings, for the trials you have gone through, double blessings. I speak to all of you at the sound of my voice in different continents because of your faith in Christ, because of the covenant you have with God. Let the blessing of God multiply in your life, increase in your life, be fruitful, multiply in Jesus' name. Wow. And then in verse 8, please, and God spake unto Noah and to his sons with him, saying, and behold, I establish my covenant with you and your seed after you. Let's end it tonight. God said, Noah, you are not only blessed, but now I'm establishing my covenant with you and your descendants. This is what makes the whole difference. The blessing was established by an oath. God established, God gave the pronouncement of the blessing, and God said, let us sign the paper. Let's make a covenant. And God made a covenant of the blessing and sealed with a rainbow in the sky. Nothing could change that blessing. The blessing was permanent. The blessing was sealed. It was not just a covenant, but now it was an oath. It was a vow. It was sealed. It was sealed with a covenant. Just say the name of Jesus. 2021, the blessing in my life, the favor in my life is sealed with a covenant. The blessing in your life, the favor in your life is sealed with everlasting covenant. Raise your voice, begin to pray. I declare today for as many at the sound of my voice, the blessing in your life, the favor in your life is sealed with everlasting covenant in the name of Jesus Christ. Receive that grace. Receive that favor. Receive that unction. Receive the favor in Jesus' name. Child of God, as you end here tonight, listen. God did not only make promises, God made a covenant. He sealed that covenant with a everlasting sign. Don't forget, you are blessed, you are favored, and you are a covenant child of God. For those of you watching me around the world, God is serious. When God said, be fruitful, and God blessed them, God sealed it with a covenant. I want you to believe today that this is the word for your life. That in this season, as you're ending January, the tide is changing. The waves of the raging waves are over. Noah just came out of 1 year of the time of the flood before this blessing. So 2020 is over. The flood in your life is over. The crises are over. And God is saying it's time for the blessing. It's time for the favor. It's time for the covenant. But now, will you establish a covenant with God and hold on the covenant? God is faithful on his own part. Will you be faithful on your own part? God is saying it's time for covenant. And can you make this covenant with God and say, God, I want to save you. I want to be true to you. I want to be available to you. So God sealed a covenant with Noah and his family and God and sealed it with a rainbow. Raise your voice and pray and talk to God in your own in your own way. I will end. Father, I pray tonight for as many at the sound of my voice. Let the same blessing, the blessing and the covenant change your story. The God that bless is the same God of covenant. And I speak today, for as many watching me right now, receive this confirmation. You are blessed, you are favored, and it is sealed with the covenant of God in Jesus' mighty name.